The Obama administration created the DACA program in 2012 to help nearly 800,000 young people remain in the U.S. legally. They were brought into the country by their parents as minors. Mo Hickey works with the Park City Education Foundation to raise money to help pay for application renewals. He says it's estimated that Utah has about 60,000 eligible DACA recipients between 13 and 30 years old.
Generally speaking, the parents of these children are undocumented. The children are eligible for DACA, the parents aren't. So number one, you have to get somebody to come forward and say, I'm undocumented, if the child's young enough, and they need the help. So it's really hard to gauge the number. But if you anecdotally look at it and what we've seen, the numbers are in the school district are probably in the hundreds that are eligible or currently have a card. We're not doing any new applications. That was on the advice of lawyers because they're not being accepted, even though courts have upheld that they could be accepted. It's a fool's errand at the moment.
Hickey says the DACA program should be used as a model to expand immigration policy. Applicants have background checks. They can't have a felony. They have to be fingerprinted. They must be gainfully employed in college or in the military. He says the courts have upheld DACA, but it continues to be challenged in higher courts.
The real effect locally is, and I think, you know, you can talk to the administrators at the high school, and students have this uncertainty now. We've promised that if you work hard, if you study hard, if you maintain good grades and do everything we're asking of you, you have an opportunity. Well, speaking to the students and speaking to the applicants, they don't believe that anymore. There's a feeling of distrust. There's a feeling of uncertainty. It really is starting to cause problems within the schools, within the community. So I've heard the great stories, the person who has a job and is now back in college because they got the DACA card renewed. I've also heard the people that have lost their jobs because the renewal didn't come back in time.
Hickey says not all DACA recipients are from Mexico. He says a recent announcement from the Trump administration will make legal immigration more difficult.
We're seeing a lot of their Asian DACA recipients. We've seen that here, and we've seen it across the country. We've seen from Africa. So it's an international issue. The administration announced that they're going to be closing U.S. immigration offices overseas. So now we're going to have less of a place for people to go and actually apply to get in legally, which that, you know, highlights how this argument takes these turns, which is we want people to come here legally, so let's close the legal path.
DACA does not allow the cardholder to apply for financial assistance for college or receive free tuition. Renewals cost $495 every 2 years.
It allows them to remain in the country legally. If they want to work, it allows them to have a Social Security card, to be able to work, to get a legal driver's license. And that specific to Utah, that's pretty much what it does.
They've paid for a total of 80 DACA renewals, and Hickey says his group will likely start on number 81 next week. Go to the Park City Education Foundation website to make a donation. It's pcef4kids.org. Select the donation tab and be sure to write that it's for a DACA donation in the comments section. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.